I was a dorky kid who loved banknotes, coats of arms, flags, the symbols societies used to represent themselves. As an adult, I earned my degree studying how pop culture can strengthen or weaken democracy. Then I discovered that thanks to my great-great-grandparents, I was eligible to be a citizen of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. So, although I'm a US citizen and live in Minnesota, I also have the nationality of a country that's just a bit smaller than Rhode Island. And I'm not alone. More than 40,000 people in the United States, Brazil, and Argentina are citizens of Luxembourg by descent. For a country the size of Luxembourg, that's a lot. Like, if all of us lived in one town, it would be Luxembourg's second largest city. For someone who's thought about citizenship as much as I have, this brought up a whole lot of questions.
How do Luxembourgers in Luxembourg feel about this?
Can I convince my boss to give me more holidays?
Will there be another season of Capitani?
What's the difference between the red, white, and blue flag and the flag with the lion?
Why is this restaurant's menu in French, but the hours posted in German?
But these questions all come down to one enigmatic riddle. Luxembourg? Huh. I'm Matthew Foster. Join me every 2 weeks on Back to Luxembourg, a podcast about Luxembourg, Luxembourgish America, and the art of citizenship, from the Moselle to the Mississippi. We'll talk about food, language, history, music, politics, sports, arts, tradition, and of course, wine. Everything about this small and surprising, often overlooked but always resilient country, and the people who call it home, no matter where in the world they may be. Visit us at back2.lu to listen to episodes and subscribe. Until then, à bientôt, bis später, and of course, Eddie.